The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior, the pioneers of plant-based protein. From the sun to the plant to you, go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all the products and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. Enviromedica, makers of Terraflora, a novel broad-spectrum symbiotic combining spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Find Terraflora and the full line of products at enviromedica.com. Castor and Pollux, the new standard in pet food, the only complete line of USDA organically certified pet food. Crazy Water, infused by Mother Nature, not some random factory. Paleo Magazine, now all digital. Go to paleomagazine.com to subscribe. The Wellbeing Journal, Veg World Magazine, the International Society of Sports Nutrition, and Thorne Research. Visit our dispensary at oneliferadio.com for 20% off and free shipping. You can find more information on all of our sponsors, including links to listener discounts, on the oneliferadio.com sponsor page. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
Baby, do you want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Junior, broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia, as well as KMET in Southern California on ABC News Talk. How are you doing today, Junior?
Man, I am doing so good. It's so nice outside. I had the windows down. It was beautiful.
I know.
Put me in such a good mood.
I know. I was like, I think it was like 55 or something this morning here in Dallas.
Great. Yeah.
And I got out one of my favorite furry sweaters, and I'm a sweater girl. Always have been from growing up in upstate New York. I love the fall, and I was born in the fall, in November. And so and they say that the season of the year that you're born in is typically your favorite time of year. So, when's your birthday?
Mine's in April, and I love spring. So,
well, there you go. There were two for two.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a fantastic show coming up today. We really do. I know I say that all the time, but we really have some amazing guests on the show. At the half, we've got Deborah Keston. She is an international nutrition researcher and award-winning author with a medical and health writer. She has a specialty in preventing and reversing obesity and heart disease. And her new book, she's going to be talking about it, which is Whole Person Integrative Eating. It's going to be a really, really good couple of segments with her, so stay tuned. And of course, one of my all-time favorite guys on the planet is with us today, Cody Myler. How are you doing today, Cody?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. And you know, one of the reasons you're one of my favorite people is because you're always so positive, and I love and appreciate that about you.
Well, thank you very much. That's one of my biggest traits I try to push on to everybody.
Well, I love it. And you're a good storyteller, too. So let me introduce you. Cody Myler is also known as the Keto Cowboy, and he is a health and fitness expert, trainer, instructor, and business owner. He holds a bachelor's in exercise psychology and a master's in sports management and over 20 different fitness certifications. And in 2019, Cody founded the National Athletic Keto Association, or NACA as it's known, N-A-K-A, hosting the first keto carnivore bodybuilding competition. So he is the owner as well of NXT Rep Fitness, a 24-hour workout facility offering specialized workout and nutrition programs designed around an individual's needs and fitness level. So Cody's website is MylerFlex.com, and that's MylerFlex.com, or on Instagram at Myler_Flex. And it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. And I love in particular what we're talking about today, because so many people deal with this. And we're talking about back pain, okay? The do's and don'ts of exercising after a back injury. So you have firsthand experience with this, Cody, living with a back injury. And so can you tell our listeners about your injury and how it affected your day-to-day life?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing I want to make clear is some people confuse spondylolisthesis and spondylolysis is the same thing. Spondylolysis is basically that is just the wear and tear of the vertebrae. Just kind of every day, just as you get older, the wear and tear. Spondylolysis is the actual fracture in one of the vertebrae. It's a stress fracture. They also call it a Scotty fracture because when you look at it in an X-ray and you see it inside the vertebrae, it looks like a Scottish Terrier dog. And where the collar would be, that's where the fracture is on the X-ray.
Really?
It's right where the pars of the vertebrae is. And that is what I have.
Wow, you're taking me into the deep water right out of the gate. I have never heard either one of those words, but of course I'm not a doctor and I've never had a back injury, at least not a major one. I've had minor ones where you wake up and when I was pregnant or after you have a baby, you know, sometimes your back hurts a lot. Not that you would know anything about that being a guy, but so many people deal with this. Okay, so after you got your diagnosis of what type of injury you had in your back, you know, what changes did you make to your workout?
Well, you know, first of all, it took about 6 months before I could even walk again. I mean, that was crazy. One of the hardest things to do every day was just to get out of bed. Just raising my leg just to get out of bed to walk was the hardest thing. I dreaded that every day. But, you know, the very, very, very first thing that I would just tell anybody that's dealing with it's about 6% of the population that actually deal with this actual particular back injury. It's more predominantly in males. Adolescent males, it's definitely in women, but more predominantly in adolescent males and males that play in sports, which that was exactly me. I found out about this when I was doing my preseason workouts when I was playing college basketball. I was squatting 425 pounds, and as I came up, I hyperextended my back, and all of a sudden I felt like a knife just went through my lower back. And that's when we found out I had spondylolysis.
But
what I would tell
everybody, I can't get over that name. It's kind of funny. It almost sounds like a noodle or something.
Kinda. And so what I would tell number one is weight management, because when you have kind of a little bit of a belly, I know the second that I've gained an extra 5 or 10 pounds, because it just puts the pressure on my lower back. It creates an anterior pelvic tilt. And so the number one thing I tell people that have this is you've got to control your weight. That's number one. That will alleviate so much pain, because this particular injury never heals. It's a fracture that always sits there.
Oh, wow.
And it happened to me when I turned 40 in November. It happened to me when I was 20 years old.
Wow.
So, it's definitely something that you have to manage the rest of your life.
Number one
is weight management.
Well, yeah, and you know, I have to tell you, you know, any time that I have been a little overweight, I don't think I've ever weighed more than 20 pounds than I do right now, and I don't even know how much I weigh because I don't weigh myself. I go by how my clothes fit. The what? Hello?
Are you there?
There we go.
The line's slow. I was like, what's going on?
This happened the other day too. It's part of live radio, and you know that's what's cool. And I'll say it again, we are live, and that's one of the great things about this show that I love so much. We put it on the line every single day, and if you know, a little mistake here and there is actually good, because it lets everyone know that we're real. But Cody, and speaking
of
real, that's certainly you. So we lost connection for a little bit. What were you saying? Could you recap what you were just saying?
Well, yeah. So the number one thing I said was weight management. And then number two, as far as like, how did that change my workouts, you asked? I really had to be more cognizant about movements that were full rotational movements. Mm-hmm. Even though I continued and I kept playing another 3 more years of college basketball, another year of pro basketball after this injury, I really, really, really had to watch myself in rotational movements. So that was definitely something outside of, you know, my workouts that I definitely, you just got to be cognizant. Even in everyday life, when you're picking up something, you don't want to turn too much.
Oh, yeah. You hear stories. You hear stories all the time where someone says, I bent over to pick up the newspaper or whatever, you know, and threw my back out. Or I went to make my bed and threw my back out. And what I was going to say before we had that little interruption there, the technical difficulty, is that I know personally when I have been a little overweight and I have any extra belly fat or I'm, you know, I don't sit up as straight. And what I'm getting at is if your abs aren't strong, you can't, and your glutes as well. Your abs and your glutes are responsible for a lot of stabilization in your back, right?
Absolutely. And it's not just the abs. A lot of people focus on the transverse abdominis, the bigger core muscles. It's actually the intercostal muscles. It's those inner girdle muscles that are underneath the transverse abdominis. And so the movements that you do to strengthen those are more like planks, are wood chops. Now, again, with the wood chops, you have to do more of a three-quarter or a half rotation. You can't do full rotation if you have this injury. If you're doing crunches, when you do crunches, put your feet on top of a stability ball to keep that lower back flat and do your crunches that way. One other exercise that I highly recommend people do, and it sounds corny, but I'm telling you, it will just harden the inside of those intercostal muscles, is take a stability ball, put it against a wall, and straighten your arms out. And then I want you to push against that ball as hard as you can for 1 minute.
Yeah.
Your core is going to flex. It's almost like a an extreme plank in a way.
Uh-huh.
It's way harder than a plank.
Well,
just lean up against that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm having trouble visualizing that. Maybe you could put together a little video for us to put on social this afternoon.
Absolutely.
Because I think a lot of people need to hear this in order to get as strong as they can, you know, and have, because we're really, you know, back pain is no way to live. It is a miserable life. And if you can prevent it and you know, firsthand, it's just, I have a couple of friends that also right now are dealing with some major back problems, and it's just, it's no way to live. And so any information that you can share with us is much appreciated. I know for myself and our listeners. So should weight training be avoided when you have a back injury?
No, not at all. I still feel fully 100% that you need to do weight training. It's still just watching yourself, watching the movement, watching over rotation. That's it. But you still absolutely should do weight training. Another thing that is very common that you see in people that have this injury is they have very tight or overactive hamstrings.
So
that's another thing is don't, you know, you want to work your hamstrings out, but just as much you need to stretch them out as well.
Yeah. I would love to see a video. I can't wait because it's so important. It is. And sometimes it's really hard to visualize as well. But we're going to go to break. We're going to come back. More coming up with Cody Myler. We're talking about the do's and don'ts of exercising after a back injury. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Junior and a dear friend, Cody Myler. If you're just now joining us, Cody Myler is also known as the Keto Cowboy and is a health and fitness expert, trainer, instructor, and business owner. You can find him at MylerFlex.com. That's MylerFlex.com or on Instagram at Myler_Flex. Today, we're talking about the do's and don'ts of exercising after a back injury. Okay, so what exercises should be avoided if you suffer from a back injury or a chronic back injury? What are the ones you absolutely should never do?
Well, just for general back injuries, I personally, you see a lot of people do these setups and they don't have their back fully supported all the way. So I would refrain away from doing like a full setup, like kind of the old school military style setup.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of that is because your abs really aren't pulling a lot if they aren't strong enough. So I would stay away from that. And then depending on what injury it is, you know, those rotational movements, it just really depends, how far in the rotation, how many degrees you need to go. One movement that I think everybody should do is a very easy one. It doesn't matter what age you are and where you're at. You can do it in a hotel, in your room, in the gym. Just get a piece of PVC pipe and sit down. You got to make sure that you're sitting down either on your sofa, a chair, whatever. You don't want to do this standing.
Uh-huh.
And just literally put that PVC pipe over your shoulder, put your arms over it, and rotate for 15 minutes. Just twist back and forth.
You've talked about that before, and I've totally forgotten about it. But it doesn't have to be a PVC pipe. It could be a broom, couldn't it, or anything like that?
It can be a broom, a PVC. You just don't want it to be really weighted because, you're trying to stay tight, and all you're doing is focusing on those intercostal muscles.
Yeah.
And after about 10 minutes, you're going to feel them start to wear down.
And how quickly should you do it? Again, another video I think is in the making here.
I will totally put a video together for you guys.
Because
not fast.
Yeah, the cadence I would imagine has to be not too fast, but not too slow. And while you're doing it, what is the name of the exercise? Is there a name for it? The trunk turns?
I just call them seated rotations.
Seated rotations. So you have to be seated when you do it, not standing.
Yeah, and the reason why I want everybody to sit is because when they stand, they let their hips rotate with their shoulders sometimes.
Gotcha.
And
yeah,
you want your
true.
Hips stationary.
Gotcha. You know, that is true. I do these things with the exercise bands, and that's one of the hardest things is to keep your legs stabilized so you don't fall into it with your hips. So I know exactly
Absolutely.
What you're talking about. So what are some exercises that help with back pain? I would think that cycling and swimming would be good options to keep yourself and walking, right? All three of those? No?
Oh. Absolutely. Those are great. I love swimming for sure. I love swimming because that's getting your diaphragm. That's getting everything that's around that vertebrae, all those intercostal muscles. Again, everything's just flexing and keeping control. Plus, you do get some rotation in there.
Yeah, no. And rotation is important. It is. It keeps your body. What should I say? Spry. You know, you got to be able to move it, shake it. And I say dancing, but you got to be careful when you dance. You don't get too crazy because you could throw your back out, get a little too wild, right?
Yeah, you could.
Okay. So, and speaking of stretching, so what about stretching? Is stretching important?
Oh yeah, I harp on that. My clients, they probably want to beat me overhead with a broom because I am constantly on them about stretching, foam rolling. Getting a massage, absolutely. I mean, it all forms from static to foam rolling to, absolutely. You need to stretch.
Oh, getting a massage, too, is so good to detox your body and get, just get deep into the muscles. And it feels so good, both, emotionally and just physically, or maybe not emotionally, mentally. It just feels good, to get everything in your body moving and fluid, right?
Absolutely.
Well, so how do you know if your back pain is stress or something more serious without going to the
doctor? Well, one little test that you can do... For my case with spondylolisthesis, is you can stand on one foot, lean back a little bit, and then lean towards the leg to the leg that you're standing on. Lean that direction, and if you feel a pretty good pinch, that's a sign. That's a sign, and try it both on your left and right side, and that's a possible sign that you do have something going on in that lower vertebrae area.
And the spondylolisthesis, that is the fracture one, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
The LYSS, that's the hairline fracture. The LOSIS, that is just the wear and tear of the actual vertebrae. Spondy means vertebrae.
Gotcha. That's fancy. So we already talked about the importance of a strong core, and I 100% personally, when my core's not strong, stuff just hurts. And so, it can help alleviate or even prevent back pain and injury, can it?
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. I can totally tell when I've taken 2-3 weeks off from doing anything, immediately my back pain, it fires back up. And then once I start to get back on my routine, watch my weight, it goes away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you take any supplements to keep inflammation down in your body?
I do take a lot of collagen. I take about 15 grams of collagen a day, just so that way, you've got all the little collagen and everything that's in between all the vertebrae. And that's the last thing I want to do is lose some of that cartilage and collagen in between there, because then I will be in big pain. So I do take that.
Yeah, there's a great product by Sun Warrior, too, one of our sponsors that is vegan and plant-based, and it's a collagen protein peptides. It's a building formula to build collagen in your skin naturally. So, I take turmeric every single day, pretty much, or curcumin, I do the Mariva, the thorn one, typically, or sometimes I'll do the Gaia turmeric if I'm too lazy to order it online and just want a quick, I run out of it and I want to get some quick. But there's a lot of great brands out there, but I do think that turmeric is so critical for health, period, like across the board. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I and Sean Wells, we totally agree with that.
Yeah. Are there anything else, you always hear about, what is it, glucosamine?
Glucosamine, right? Yeah. And that's really, really good for recovery, especially if you're sore after workouts. That'll kind of help cut that soreness time down a little bit and recover faster.
Well, and omega-3s too, they're good for everything. Everybody should be taking omega-3s every day or try to get it in their diet. So important, because it all works together. You have to nurture the body, the mind, the spirit. You got to exercise, keep things moving, right?
Absolutely. Everything's got to be in balance. Everything. If one thing falls off, everything falls off.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's totally true. And if you don't let it go too far, you don't spin out of control if you keep it in check. Like, I remember Kip Watson, this is one of her things. She says, never go more than 3 days without exercising. Even if it's just going for a 15-minute walk, you have to keep your body and your mind moving forward.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that.
Yeah. Well, we're almost out of time, but do you have any other tips for dealing with back injury outside of the gym?
And just, again, that right there, like what you were just finishing off with, you just got to keep up with it. Just every day or every other day, just put a little bit of time in there. It doesn't take a whole lot, just a little bit of time, and it will make a big difference in your back pain. And then stretching, making sure that you're stretching. Don't forget about that. That'll make a big difference in your lower back pain as well. I know a lot of people out there have office jobs, and I guarantee you they're slouching shoulders forward. They got a anterior pelvic tilt. They're probably sitting right there. And if they just kind of focus on that alone every day on how to sit correctly, that will make a big difference in their life as well.
Mm-hmm. And vitamin D is another one too. It's so critical for your overall health and longevity. It helps fight viruses, and it just keeps your immune system strong. Everybody's talking about it all over the world now. Vitamin D has never gotten the press that it really deserved. It's really
that's
nutrient.
For sure.
Well, it's a hormone, but it's critical in your immune health and your inflammation and all of that. So, Cody, great to have you back with us, and you have a great day. And tell Chris I said hello.
Absolutely.
All right.
I will. You have a good one.
Thanks, Cody. All right, everyone. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we have Deborah Keston coming up. She is an international nutrition researcher and award-winning author. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Bring it.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor, bro, I know, I go psycho when my new joint hit.
just can't sit. Gotta get jiggy with it. That's it. Now, honey, honey, come ride. TKNY, all up in my eye. You got a Prada bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing a kid. Wishing they was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Sick a cigar right from Cuba Cuba. I just bite it. It's for the look, I don't light it. Ill way to hand me on the hand, stay on play. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Big Willie style's all in it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Junior, and I have Deborah Keston on the line. She is an international nutrition researcher, award-winning author, and medical health writer with a specialty in preventing and reversing obesity and heart disease. Deborah has published more than 400 nutrition and health articles. Her first book, Feeding the Body, Nourishing the Soul, received a first-place gold award in the spirituality category from the Independent Publisher Book Awards. Her latest book, Whole Person Integrative Eating, has been honored with the number one gold best book award in the health category by the Book Excellence Awards. She is a VIP contributor at Arianna Huffington's Thrive Global, and Deborah is married to behavioral scientist and co-author of Whole Person Integrative Eating. That's Larry Sherwitz. He's a PhD. So great to have you on the show, Deborah, and I absolutely love your book.
My utter pleasure, and thank you for your kind words.
Well, they're genuine. They're very genuine. And your website is integrativeeating.com. That's integrativeeating.com. Okay, so let's dive into this. Your book was so interesting. It really, really was. And I did the overeating style self-assessment quiz, a couple of them. There's so much information, beautiful information in your book, I might add. So
thank you.
You're welcome. How to build a healthier relationship with food, eating, and weight. So many people want to master this. So how does the Whole Person Integrative Eating Program work?
Thank you for asking. My mission is to help the many people who struggle with their weight. And my book, Whole Person Integrative Eating, is a science-backed program that gives you the exact skills you need to halt, even reverse, overeating and being overweight. Mm-hmm. And my book shows you how to do this step-by-step by nourishing all of you, literally, body, mind, and soul, each time you eat, so you can lose weight and keep it off. And the way it works is this. We have a quiz in the book called What's Your Overeating Style? And that you mentioned, Bernadette. And you can discover your trouble spots by filling out this 76-item What's Your Overeating Style quiz. And after you discover your trouble spots, you make the decision on where you want to start, which overeating style you want to start with, and read the Whole Person Integrative Eating step-by-step chapter about how to overcome your overeating style.
Yeah, it's a fabulous book. And I took a couple of the overeating style assessment tests. I scored pretty mm-hmm. well, and I wasn't lying to myself. I've always followed a Mediterranean diet. That's what I was raised with. And I know that that's, you know, highly recommended. We talked about it actually yesterday with the Blue Zones and all of that. And you talk about that in your book as well, the importance of the Mediterranean diet and also meditation. I thought that was fascinating that you talked about meditation in your book in such scientific depth.
Well, what we discovered is, it's not only what you eat that contributes to overeating, overweight, and obesity. It's also how you eat. And that means when we went on what I call my nutrition journey around the world, and I researched ancient food wisdom from world religions and also cultural traditions such as yogic nutrition called Ajna Yoga, and Eastern healing systems, for example, Ayurvedic medicine, and India and from India, and mm-hmm. also traditional Chinese medicine and Tibetan medicine, I discovered that before nutritional science developed in just 100 years ago in the 20th century, that's where people turned to get their guidelines for what and how to eat.
Wow.
And when I put all this massive information together, I identified what I call four facets of food, Bernadette. Mm-hmm. And that is that food nourishes us physically, but also emotionally, spiritually, and socially. And that's where your comment and an interest in meditation comes in, because the three spiritual ingredients that I discovered that have been consistent over time for thousands of years before what I call eating by number, which is mm-hmm. normal to all of us today,
yeah.
most people ate with the three spiritual ingredients of mindfulness, gratitude or appreciation from the heart, and also eating with loving regard for food. And the mindfulness is where the meditation comes in the whole person integrative eating program.
Mm-hmm.
Because mindfulness meditation from Buddhism actually has been shown to decrease the odds of overeating and increase the odds of weight loss.
Yeah, I mean, it's fascinating. In the book, I'm reading from the book, the first revealed that the amount of time each person spent meditating was directly linked with the amount of weight loss, regardless of whether participants changed their dietary fat intake or their exercise habits. And it goes on to say that, in fact, those who did not change their dietary fat intake but increased their stress management practice by as much as 6 hours per week lost an average of almost 20 pounds for men and more than 12 pounds for women. That's really astounding.
It has a huge effect on the way food is metabolized. Eating with a mindfulness consciousness when you're eating, a meditative consciousness. And the whole person integrative eating guideline for the spiritual ingredient of mindfulness is to bring moment to moment non-judgmental awareness to every aspect of the meal. And what you're quoting, the research you're quoting, Bernadette, is from research by a physician named Dean Ornish
mm-hmm.
and Larry Sherwitz, husband and behavioral scientist, who's also the co-author of Whole Person Integrative Eating. Larry was Dean Ornish's director of research for almost 20 years.
Wow.
I was the nutritionist on Dean Ornish's first clinical trial for reversing heart disease. And what they showed is you can actually halt and reverse plaque in the arteries, heart disease, by following four ingredients, and that includes a no-fat added plant-based diet and also social support, eating with and being with others, and also what is called stress management, yoga and meditation in Dr. Ornish's program, and also exercise, physical activity, some kind of physical activity. And what we discovered is that adhering to the no-fat added plant-based diet, and even slightly more significant, doing more and more yoga and meditation every week, the 6 hours you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
led to weight loss as a natural side effect of following the program.
Mm-hmm.
And what I know and what I write about in Whole Person Integrative Eating is that the consciousness, eating in a calm, meditative frame of mind, affects the way in which food is metabolized, and in turn, that helps you eat less and eat and weigh less.
Yeah, no, I know the family meal is one of the most important things to me in my life personally. It is the time where I reconnect with my daughters and just have a peaceful time in, you know, in my home. And it was very important to my mother and father as well growing up. And I feel like you said gratitude, you know, we used to bless every single meal and have gratitude. And that in itself puts you in a frame of mind when you eat where you really have such incredible appreciation and just a calm about where you are in your life and the presence where you sit in your home with your family or your friends, whoever it may be, and just appreciate what you have before you in your life, right?
I'm smiling because when you tell us about your experience eating with your family, and appreciating food and blessing it. Your voice is relaxed and
yeah.
there at your dinner table. So I'm kind of smiling. But yes, you bring up another ingredient, which is gratitude, of whole person integrative eating. And most of us have learned to relate to food as something, calories that we count, and obsessing about food and being overly concerned about the best way to eat and what to eat and how to eat. And the opposite of what I call food fretting, the dieting and over-concern about what and how you're eating, mm-hmm. the opposite of that is gratitude, to fill and flood your entire being and your heart with gratitude and delight and appreciation for the gift of nourishment that is food. That is how we related to food for thousands of years before all of us have
yeah.
been conditioned to be concerned about it instead of enjoying it.
Absolutely. And what you just said reminded me of a part in your book called Heart Intelligence and Your Health. We're going to go to break when we come back and we talk about that. And there's so much I want to ask you. So I think that would be a good place to start when we get back, right?
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
All right. We'll be right back, everyone. More coming up with Deborah Keston. She is an incredible author, and we will be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio. Everybody, you're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Junior and our special guest continuing on, Deborah Keston. She is an international nutrition researcher, award-winning author, and medical health writer with a specialty in preventing and reversing obesity and heart disease. Deborah has published more than 400 nutrition and health articles. Her first book, Feeding the Body, Nourishing the Soul, received the first place gold award in the spirituality category from the Independent Publisher Book Awards. Her latest book, Whole Person Integrative Eating, has been honored with the number one gold best book award in the health category by the Book Excellence Awards. She is a VIP contributor to Arianna Huffington's Thrive Global. And Deborah is married to behavioral scientist and co-author of their book, The Whole Person Integrative Eating, Larry Sherwitz. He's a PhD. So great to have you on the show. I absolutely love your book. And so we're going to get right back to it. In the book, you talk about heart intelligence and your health. How is our heart intelligence related to our health, Deborah?
Well, I'll give you an unusual research study that was done by co-author and husband Larry Sherwitz to give you an example of this. Larry did research with people who developed heart disease, and he did this with thousands of studies and interviews done with men at the time who developed heart disease over time. And what he discovered is when these many men who developed heart disease were given an open-ended interview, meaning not questions with yes or no, but they could answer questions any way they wanted,
mm-hmm.
what he discovered, the men who answered these open-ended questions with constant and many references to I, me, my, and mine, which Larry calls self-involvement, mm-hmm. were the ones who developed heart disease over 10, 20 years. And if they had a heart attack, they were prone to die from the heart attack than those who were not self-involved, who did not answer questions with I, me, my, and mine.
Wow.
So what that tells us is being other involved means there's something going on that is protective in some way. And that relates to the concept of appreciation and appreciating food from the heart, not in your head with, oh, thanks, okay, so great, this is wonderful. Uh-huh. But really flooding your heart center chakra in India and your whole being with gratitude and appreciations changes the physiology of your mind-body. I don't separate them anymore. Mm-hmm. And what we know in terms of whole person integrative eating, that changing your thinking from food fretting, which again is what we've all been taught to do, count calories and diet and limit what we're doing and restricting what we're doing. If we go back to the blessing of food, which you said you and your family evolved with and you grew up with and your family still does, mm-hmm. that means being aware of the food on your plate, the mystery of life in the food, the nourishment in the food, and you're not filling yourself up with, oh, that's carbs, and oh, gee, that's bad for me, and oh, I was good today, and oh, I was bad today. You're not filling yourself with judgment and self-involved thinking. Your attention is on gratitude for the food before you, and that reduces your odds of overeating and gaining weight. That is what our research has shown, which we have published in 2 peer-reviewed medical journals.
Wow, it's so interesting. And oh my gosh, I'm just loving this talk that we're having today, sincerely, just really loving it. And I feel like the message that you have is so important in your book, Whole Person Integrative Eating. So let me ask you this. We've only got about 4 minutes. What is the ancient food wisdom approach to eating?
The ancient food wisdom approach to eating is what Whole Person Integrative Eating model and program is for overcoming overeating, overweight, and obesity. And to give you a concept, and I understand we have 4 minutes, Whole Person Integrative Eating is based on the original meaning of the word diet from 2,500 years ago during the time of Hippocrates, the Greek physician Hippocrates, who lived about 2,500 years ago. And during that time, the word diet meant way of life. And over the millennia, it traveled throughout Europe and came to mean what it means to all of us today, a regimented, restricted way of eating. Whole person integrative eating is what I call a dietary lifestyle, the 7 components of whole person integrative eating, because it's based on the ancient meaning of the word diet, which is way of life, and that's why I call it a dietary lifestyle. The 7 ingredients are based on science, but it's ancient food wisdom validated and verified by modern nutritional science. And that's what whole person integrative eating is. The 7 overeating styles that we've identified are the new normal way of eating, such as anybody will be familiar with them, emotional eating, mm-hmm. fast foodism, task snacking, doing things while you're eating instead of eating mindfully. Sensory disregard, we were so surprised to discover that. Not tasting your food, not enjoying it, not looking at the colors. And the antidote to that is the whole person integrative eating, ancient food wisdom of actually flavoring food with loving regard and taking time to taste it. Mm-hmm. The overeating style of food fretting I mentioned, dieting and over-concern about what to eat, the antidote is gratitude. eating in a pleasant atmosphere instead of in your car or while you're filling up your tank with gasoline. And also what you mentioned, Bernadette, eating with others in a pleasant atmosphere, we've mm-hmm. all learned to eat alone by ourselves. And one of the life's greatest pleasures is to eat with others in a pleasant atmosphere. So whole person integrative eating is the ancient antidote validated by science about what and how to eat. And it's about taking time to enjoy your food and eating food so it is a positive, pleasurable, sensual delight instead of something to be feared and counted and ignored. Oh. And that's what whole person integrative eating is. It's what? The antidote to the seven overeating styles.
What a beautiful message. What a beautiful show. Diet, a way of life. I love it. I hope you'll come back. This was a fascinating talk that we had today. Thank you so much, Deborah. I really appreciate
My
you.
My pleasure.
All right. Thank you. Everyone, I encourage you to get the book, Whole Person Integrative Eating. It is fabulous. You just heard Deborah speak about it. Deborah Keston, check it out. I got mine at Amazon.com. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day. It's beautiful outside. It can always be beautiful, though, right? Because you live in your head. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life.